get back onto the agenda here, and we're on to unfinished business. I'm going to ask Member Mucci, are you still with us?
You betcha.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. That brings us to the only ordinance for its second reading. There's only one item under unfinished business this evening, and this is ordinance 2019-02. It's an ordinance amending chapter 4.28 titled Sales Tax of the Borough Code regarding the collection of local sales tax on internet sales. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance in its second reading.
I'll move.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Morrell, seconded by Member Stanton Gregor. Is there any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Mark?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, ordinance 2019-02 passes unanimously in the second reading. That brings us to item 16, new business. First item under new business this evening is resolution 2019-06. This is a resolution opposing Governor Dunleavy's proposed fiscal year 2020 budget. I'd entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So move.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Stanton Gregor, I believe. Is there any discussion? Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I spoke a little bit to this on the radio today. I think it's just critically important for the governor's office to know how this budget would directly impact Petersburg. And I thank the assemblymen from Anchorage, Mr. Dunbar, for sending a template down for us to work for, and Clerk Thompson for crafting the resolution. At this point, though, I'd like to make propose an amendment to add language that would include how the current budget would impact our local radio station, KFSK.
Okay, so that's a motion to amend to add a whereas, including KFSK. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, second's been made by Member Norheim. So we'll, is there any discussion on the amendment to add KFSK? Member Mucci, there's some kind of noises coming over the speaker here. I'm not sure what it is, but we're picking it up on this end. So Member Walhuter?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Jay, were you going to add a dollar amount at all on that?
May I respond?
Yes.
Yes, the clerk was going to craft language to, as in the other areas, how the current budget would impact KFSK's current dollar amount.
Okay.
So
okay,
that would be inclusive of that. Good question.
Okay, so we'll insert some dollar value in there.
Clerk Thompson, do you feel comfortable doing the recon to...
I figured I would just contact KFSK and ask how it will impact them, and then I will make it into a whereas and run it by them, and then we should be good to go.
Thank you for clarifying that, Clerk Thompson.
Okay, sounds good. Any other discussion on the amendment to add KFSK to this letter to the governor? Okay, clerk call a roll on the amendment.
Kurt?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the amendment passes unanimously to add KFSK to the, make it as a whereas in this resolution. So that brings us back to the main motion to, yes, Member Lynn.
I have a question on, we don't say anything here about our assisted living, and asking the manager, will the budget have an effect on the Medicaid reimbursements and so forth on our assisted living? And as part of that question, should that be added to the whereas related to the hospital?
I will echo what Phil said earlier. We're not 100% sure yet. There was some things put in there to shield assisted living and long-term care units. We don't know yet how that's going to impact them, if it's going to change when it comes to the Senate or what the governor is going to veto. So, and by the way, we've tried to get numbers like that, and we have struck out at this point as far as understanding completely what these cuts will do to assisted living. And so I wish I had a better answer, but I mean, we've actually tried and not getting very far.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any other discussion on the motion to approve this resolution as it's amended? Okay, clerk, call the roll.
Brandy?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yep.
Kurt?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, so that passes unanimously, and I just had one question. I should have asked it during discussion, but besides the governor, are we going to send this to all of the legislators?
Absolutely.
Okay, I just thought everybody should be CC'd out. All right, thank you. Next item on under new business is resolution 2019-08. This is a resolution declaring the eligibility of the Petersburg Borough to submit an application to the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the Community Transportation Program for the South Harbor North Gangway Replacement Project in Petersburg, and authorizing the borough manager to sign the application and future project agreements. I'd entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Wallhuter, seconded by Member Morrell. Discussion? Member Lynn?
Yes. Just a clarification on Section 3. You say here, the borough hereby assures that ADOT, that the local government agency, will commit to ownership and management and maintenance and operation responsibilities. If we sign off on this, does that increase our funding that we're going to have to put for future maintenance related to the to that facility?
May I? It doesn't change anything on our funding side of it. It just basically is one of those riders that says, hey, if they give us money to do this, we have to commit keeping it maintained in good shape. And okay, so it's not a specific dollar amount. It's just a statement that the borough, if in fact gets this money, if the assembly accepts it, if we do the project, we have to keep it up to speed. We can't just let it fall apart.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Just for the listening public, if you didn't pick up on it today on the radio show, call-in show, the project estimate is $1.7 million, and the borough's 15% match would be in the neighborhood of $262,000. And so that brings up a question. And I believe the answer would be yes. Do we have the funding in the Harbor Department to provide this match? So, and the Harbor Master is shaking her head yes. So
yes, we currently do.
Okay, and there's the answer. So, and then this will come back to the Assembly, I believe, for approval of the expenditure. So I just wanted to put those two additions in there. So is there any other discussion? Member Lynn?
Just a question. In under memorandum that came to us, it said the Borough Assembly wanted to accept the award. It could fund the local match money using Harbor Enterprise funds, marine passenger fee, or no, other non-federal funds as it deems appropriate. Does that mean that we have those funds set aside to do it?
Glo, could you answer that, please, Harbor Master?
We expect that this, if we were to be awarded, that this project probably wouldn't happen until 2022-23. So that would give us enough time to collect marine passenger fees. It would also give us time to save our pennies.
So does that mean we'd have to put all marine passenger fees set aside for this project for the 3 years?
Well, that would be up to you.
So I guess approving this resolution, in my mind, doesn't mean we're going to spend the $216,000, but do we have to guarantee, we have to basically guarantee that we have it to move forward?
You have to be willing to spend it when the time comes, yes. So they're not saying that you have to set it aside in a separate account or anything like that. They're just basically saying if, in fact, and again, the Assembly gets to vote on this not only every step of the way, but if we get the grant, you can vote at that point to either accept it or say no. So as Glo said, this is going to be a long-term thing. We don't even know if we'll get the grant. This basically authorizes us to apply for it. And then at that point in time, if we receive the award, the Assembly could accept it or turn it down.
Okay, I thought I read that in there. Thank you. Member Stanton Gregory, you had a...
No, I'm good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion on this resolution? Clerk, call the roll.
Mark?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Resolution 2019-08 passes unanimously. That brings us to item C under new business, and it's 19-154. And this is approving a follow-up letter to United States Forest Service Chief Christensen regarding review of timber sale administration. I'd entertain a motion to approve this letter.
So moved.
Okay, would you like to make that? Okay. Motion been made by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Stanton Gregor. Any discussion on the letter? Member Moreau?
I did like the idea of CCing Lisa Murkowski on this, just to give it a little extra push. I don't know if anyone else agrees with me, but.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see where it would hurt to probably CC it to the entire federal delegation, in my, just my opinion. If is that acceptable to the assembly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll add that in, and I don't know if the clerk intended to do that. Anyway, so will it also go to our federal lobbyists?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. You'd think any correspondence that was sent to our delegation will go to them as well. Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I spoke a little bit to this on the radio today, and community member Bill Tremblay spoke about that. It was going on probably every bit of 2 years ago now, and we talked about this as the assembly, and a resolution was proposed, and it failed. I do think that's I think it's appropriate at this point to take stronger actions. It feels like we've been stonewalled for the last 6 months on that. I want to put this issue to bed. It's something... if we are owed stewardship contracts, monies, et cetera, like many of the things people spoke to, we should know. And they've spoken that these problems have been rectified. Where I wrestle with it is they've been rectified. Why can't they just tell us how? And that does give me pause and frustrates me because these are jobs for our community. I wrestled with voting yes on the letter because I'm feeling stubborn and rather do a resolution, but I'm going to vote yes today. If we don't hear back from them by June or like late May, I will be proposing a more strongly worded resolution again for the assembly to consider, because this is something that impacted our community and we should have accountability on it. But anyway, I'll be voting yes tonight.
Any other discussion on authorizing this letter to the U.S. Forest Service Chief? Clerk, call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Okay. Vote was unanimous to send this letter, and I agree. Hopefully we get some kind of a response in the near future. Item D under new business, selection of an assembly member to participate in Manager Giesbrecht's performance evaluation conference with myself, Mayor Jensen. Are there any assembly members interested in being involved in this process?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Member Mucci.
Yeah, I'm interested in serving on that. I thought it was a pretty interesting exercise last year when we did it, and I'd be more than happy to help out if I could.
Okay. Is that acceptable with the assembly?
Yep.
Okay. Everybody's nodding, Member Mucci, so that sounds good. And we'll go through the procedure just like we have done in the past. The clerk will come up with an evaluation form. It'll be circulated to all of the assembly members, department heads. The manager will fill one out himself, and then they'll be returned to the clerk, and she will compile the information, and we'll use that to go over with the manager, Member Mucci and I, when we get to that point in the process. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I will get everything sent out this week.
Okay, thank you, Clerk Thompson. And thank you, Member Mucci, for being willing to participate. That brings us to communications. I don't have a copy of the email, but I can send it to everybody. I guess I sent it to the manager, and all the only communication I have is it was from Lance Merrig from DOT in response to Mayor Reinhart from Kuprinoff about the Kuprinoff dock acquisition by the city of Kuprinoff. And it just said right now they're busy, tied up, and I guess using some of the funds that they offered us in the past to help another municipality take ownership of a harbor facility. I don't know which one. He didn't specify, so if anybody wants any more information, they could probably contact Lance Merrig at DOT. And the member or the manager has the email. I forwarded it to him. It's the only communication I have. If there's no communication from other assembly members, Member Norheim?
I think this goes under communications. It's for Doug Weldy's celebration of 50 years. Yeah. Saturday, May 4th at 6:30 p.m. at the Elks Club. There will be the 50 years of service celebration for Chief Doug Weldy. It's open to the public. And it's cash only? Is that what this is?
If you're not an Elks member, you have to pay
right.
for any beverages in cash.
Okay.
And what time was this going to be, Member Dark?
6:30 p.m. on May the 4th.
Perfect. I will be back. All right, great. So, assembly discussion items. I don't have any recognitions. Do any other assembly members or staff members have recognitions? I'll entertain a motion to it. Did someone raise their hand? Or you guys just no? Okay.
No.
Wondering what's going on. A little movement in the side here. Okay. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right.